The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
After a very long vacation, I am so happy to be here. I am so happy to be back at work. I used to dream about retirement. Now I'm like, I don't know. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
TJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
No, like, I'm not kidding you. Like, I remember working two jobs, three jobs, and thinking, this is awful. This is horrible. And it is hard to work. I do get tired, like coming in every day, getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning, grind. The grind is hard. But then, like, let's just say you make it and you have all this money saved up for retirement. What do you do?
You enjoy it. You go out and you get yourself an RV and you drive around the country.
No, that's so boring, Otto. That is not boring. It's horrible. Well, I can't even imagine doing that.
I think we have different retirement plans at this point then.
Obviously. I like people. I like being around, like the people I work with. I missed you, Anthony. I missed Jack, our producer. I just felt like coming back into the studio.
She definitely had enough of me.
I was just like, Otto, you need to take a walk.
We did not leave each other's side the entire time.
You know, if you won $1 million, Anthony, would you continue working, honestly, 100?
I would definitely live a life of leisure, and I would continue to work, but I would also live a life with no alarm clock.
Okay, yeah.
For me, that's what it would be. But I think also, Dan, I feel like what you're getting at, and maybe I've been doing a little bit too much yoga, but I feel like it's a little bit deeper. I feel like you've kind of found your purpose, and that's why you feel no need to retire from it.
Maybe you're right. Maybe I really enjoy what I do. I'm so
you
blessed.
You are doing yoga, because that was kind of insightful there, Ant.
It's here, babe. I'm on day 63 of the year. I'm at 63 yoga classes this year.
That is incredible.
What is the yoga master called?
Yogi.
Yogi.
Yeah, he's a yogi.
Yogi Anthony.
Yogi. No more Anthony. Yogi. Good morning.
Yeah, there it is. Dude, I would actually open up my own yoga studios where we would just listen to nothing but like Paul Wall while we do yoga.
That'd be hilarious.
Sitting sideways.
Yeah, dude. Leaning sideways, dude. Yeah.
I love that. All right. DJ Automatic, what do we have for food news?
This one's a big one. M&M's is eliminating two of its colors.
First of all, tell me why before you tell me the colors.
Okay, because they're phasing out synthetic food dyes, and they're going to go with natural food dyes from here on out. And because of natural food dyes costing so much, they're no longer going to have brown and blue.
Well, that doesn't make any sense, because Steven, the wedding planner, said this.
What are you doing?
I only eat the brown ones.
Because?
Well, because I figure they have less artificial coloring, because chocolate's already brown.
That's very scientific of you, Dr. Steve. Yes,
Dr. Steve was way off because brown has the most coloring in it and the most synthetic stuff in it, because it takes so many different colors to make brown.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
I eat the brown ones last. They're my favorites.
I'm not particular on the colors. I always thought the red one was the one that was bad for you, but
so,
I guess not.
The worst color is yellow. And so I eat all the yellow first, then I eat all the orange, then I eat all the green, then I do red, blue, and brown are last.
They all taste the same.
Not when you suck on them. When you suck them,
right?
Like, when you could taste the flavor. You could taste the difference between the red dye 40 between the two.
You could taste the synthetic.
And obviously, Anthony likes the red dye 40.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
If you just turned your radio on, this conconversation has turned into, is it okay to upgrade your wedding ring? First ring, maybe it was a little small. Maybe you didn't get one. Maybe you got a gold band, which is perfectly fine if you're happy with it. But what if you're not? I got a text message when I answered the question. I'm not going to read her name on the radio because I don't know if she wants me to or not. But she said, that sounded very hateful. It's superficial. Be happy with what you got the first time. Oh, my gosh. I'm not a very material person, but I like pretty things. What's wrong with upgrading a ring? I don't get it.
Well, divorce rates are up is what's wrong with it. I mean, I hate to say it, but I'm kind of with her, because isn't that the whole point? Is like, it's a symbol of like, hey, we started here and this is what it is. I don't like, what's the point?
No, that's like saying you can't upgrade your car. We started here, so I got to drive the same car. We started here in this house. I got to stay in the same house. We started in this apartment. You know how I started? With a mattress on the floor. I'm not there anymore, Anthony. That's how I feel about upgrading a wedding ring. That's my choice. Now, if you, Miss Text Messenger, feel a different way, then I respect that you're still wearing or whatever it was that he gave you initially. That's fine. But for me personally, I like my newly upgraded ring that Automatic gave me. He will tell you that I asked him. I said, I want to upgrade my ring. And he was fine with it. He wasn't hurt by it or anything.
Yeah, but I mean, also, like, you're pretty professional in the wedding ring area department.
That is not funny.
Because you had, like, three.
Yes, this is my third marriage. But each theme was different. Okay, all right, let's go to the phones because Amy's there. Amy, welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. So our producer says you upgraded your wedding ring.
So when we originally got engaged, he had bought me a Morganite stone, which I absolutely love. It was gorgeous. By year five, it had lost its luster, and I began to kind of drop hints like, hey, it's not as shiny, it's not, you know, as vibrant as it used to be. And we actually upgraded my ring to an actual diamond. And it's a completely new setting, which works out perfectly because my two bands represent the two kids that I had before we got married. And the new band includes an extra band for our son. That we had after marriage, yeah.
So the second ring is even more meaningful than the first.
It is. It really is. And it's a lot bigger, too.
Yep, girl, I know that's right. So, you know, I don't think there's anything wrong. When you first get married, you do what you can. And then later, you do what you want. You know what I mean?
Exactly. And the process to get the new ring, it was like a 3-month process to sit down with the jeweler and design it. And we designed it together. And that made it more special for us.
Well, yeah, because it means something for your entire family now.
Yes, I do still have the first ring. And I'm planning on resetting it to give to both of my daughters.
Oh my gosh, that is so beautiful. I still have my first ring too, and I started thinking maybe I should wear it on a necklace. Do you know what I mean?
Like,
I don't
know. That's a good idea.
Yeah, I don't, because I love it, but I do love my second ring more.
Exactly. The 5-year upgrade is great.
It is, Amy, for real. I don't ever get tired of looking at it, and I've had it for a long time now. Okay, did you upgrade your wedding ring? How did you approach your person, or did your husband suggest it? 877-730-DCS1.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Been a couple of days. The World Cup happened. For the first time ever, FIFA had a halftime show, and Justin Bieber made a huge mistake because he brought the energy down. It's not just my opinion. I thought it was mine, but many people share my sentiment. I mean, take a listen.
Everything hallelujah.
Okay.
Everything hallujah.
It was like the break in
everything
between the halftime
hallelujah.
Show.
I'm like, bro.
If somehow I could...
It just like brought... Because Madonna came out, and she was like, music! Let the people come together. And then it was like, everything hallelujah. What are you doing? We had the Muppets. Let's go. What? I mean, come on. And I got to tell you something right now. Shakira brought the house down.
Feel it, got everything you need.
That song is so huge now.
Burner Boy. Woo! Honey, let's go. What? And then hold on. Play Justin Bieber again.
Everything hallelujah.
No!
Everything hallelujah.
No! Okay, just...
Everything hallelujah.
You're just... It was just not it. I don't understand why he thought that was the song.
Well, Justin Bieber really doesn't do the Justified stuff anymore where he was coming out and singing and dancing anymore. He's more on the guitar and does
sad.
That now.
For us Justin Bieber stands, this is kind of like how the ladies do for the North American football Super Bowl game where they're like, oh, it's not a football game. It's a Beyonce concert. For some of us, this was just a Justin Bieber concert.
Well, it was a boring concert. It was horrible.
In your opinion, for us stands, Justin Bieber does no wrong.
If you look at the crowd... They're like, what's happening?
Ungrateful.
It was just bad, but...
I mean, BTS did a great job, but Shakira was the star of the show.
BTS did it, but Shakira, she definitely brought the house down. Her and the Muppets.
She's in front of all the soccer players. You know how much they love her.
Yeah, they do love her.
I did not really understand the game before the World Cup started. I know what offsides is now. I know what...
You know what corner means.
Yeah, I know what a corner kick... I'm understanding the game, and I actually like it. I'm into it now.
Otto thought... that the TV could hear him. He was screaming at the television. I'm like, sir, they can't hear you. Only our neighbors can.
Spain was controlling the whole game.
Congratulations to Spain.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
A Tyrannosaurus Rex skeleton just sold at auction for an insane amount of money to one very rich man. Take a listen to how the auction went down.
Fair warning then, at $43 million. That's with Cassandra Hatton. Sold. $43 million.
$43 million.
For some bones.
And when all is said and done, when you have to pay your taxes and shipping, I can't even imagine what it costs to ship a T-Rex, and you have to pay the auction fees and Sotheby's and everything else. $55 million is what this one person will have spent on some dinosaur bones, baby.
Where are they going to put it?
I'm sure in their big mansion. If you've got $55 million, they probably have a house when you walk in. Can you imagine walking into someone's house and there's a T-Rex greeting?
I mean, that is a flex.
That would be wild. I also feel like Dana's such a Amazon shopping addict that, like, right away her mind went to, like, the shipping and handling.
Oh, for sure. I'm thinking, what does it cost to ship? Like, but if you buy it from Amazon, the shipping is free.
Yeah. I don't think they're going to give you $12 million worth of shipping.
No, they're not doing that. So
you could probably buy a Temu T-Rex skeleton.
Maybe. It's like the tiny version.
You can get it for $3 million.
This thing is huge. Think about that flex, like you said, Otto, walking into someone's foyer. And the entry is the T-Rex. What a conversation piece. I would have a party just to invite everybody over. We watched a movie produced by Steven Spielberg, one of the greatest producer directors of all time, on Nat Geo while we were on vacation. It's called Dinos. Oh my gosh.
It was really good.
Well, I used to be really into dinosaurs. Otto was freaking out because I knew all the names. I knew where they all came from. He's like, geez, you were a dino weirdo. I loved them when I was little.
The thing that blew my mind, and I did not know this, is that birds, some of them are actually dinosaurs.
All of them are direct descendants of dinos. Birds are direct descendants of dinosaurs. Look at them. They look like mini dinos. I can just buy a bird and put it in my foyer.
And then yesterday, something really interesting happened. So scientists identified the rare meteorite that actually killed the dinosaurs 66 million years ago. Hopefully I'm not going to massacre this. It's called the Coeochondrite, and then it wiped out 75% of the living things on Earth.
Oh, all right, automatic.
Nailed that story. Got it.
That was good. So I just found out that sharks are 200 million years older than dinosaurs, and they still look the same as they always have.
What?
Isn't that crazy?
I love how anytime real friends start talking about animals, we just start spewing random facts. What do sharks have to do with this?
Because they're older than dinos.
Aren't cockroaches older than all of them, though?
No, the cockroach came later. Or I don't know, like chicken and the egg. Who knows which came first, but I know sharks are older than dinos.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Can I tell you a sound I absolutely do not miss? Oh no.
You didn't have to do that.
That sound is like a nightmare for me. From my earliest memories, that alarm clock sound and my mother screaming at me, get up, Dana, you got to go to school. And me telling her, I'm up. No, me telling her I'm up, lying. Falling back asleep, and then my mother, Dana, we gotta leave.
I think that alarm clock too. It was like an old. It had like a red, like digital font.
Yes.
Was it
like yes.
And they're brown.
Top, right? Yes. Yeah. Yes. Brown that, on top. That sound just drives me. Oh my gosh! It just drives me insane.
If you wake up to that still, you are a psycho.
That is actually an option on your phone. And when I heard that, I was like, heck no, I'm not putting that on my phone. I have chimes.
Which is even worse because Dana loves to set alarms for everything and then she lets it just run.
I don't let it run, Otto. I just keep pushing snooze so that I know I only have so many times to get ready.
You don't have to time yourself doing everything.
Though. I do, because if not, no. I'm late.
I try to pride myself on being a good neighbor within my apartment complex.
Yeah.
But a few apartment complexes back, there was one night where I didn't come home before I went to work. So my alarm clock, which is like one of those ones, was just going off at 5 a.m.
No, Anthony.
I got written up from both of my neighbors.
Rightfully so.
Yeah.
Rightfully so. And the phone ring. When's the last time you went to somebody's house and their phone just rang? Because I know everybody has a phone, but at the same time.
Who has a phone like that?
Well,
that like
nobody. Like, you can have a house phone still.
Who has that phone still?
I know people that have house phones.
Who?
My mom.
She still has a house phone?
Yeah, but she doesn't use it. And I don't know her phone number either.
Now I'm feeling nostalgic about just being able to not be accessible. At all times. Like, just call the house phone. That's the only way you could get a hold of me. What a time to be
man,
alive.
Dana and I were talking, and she was drilling me about an old girlfriend last night for some reason. Whoa. I don't know why.
I was in my feels about something, but anyway.
And she kept asking me all these things, and I was like, Dana, you realize I didn't have a cell phone yet when I was with this girl.
There wasn't constant cell phones. I figured
there was, but there wasn't constant communication like there is now. I will say, thank God for that.
It made breakup so much easier.
It did make
right?
it so much easier.
Yeah, I would think so. What is another sound that you don't miss hearing? Remember, oh my gosh, the internet. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. If you remember that sound, you remember waiting for a picture to upload for like 15 minutes. Now I'm annoyed if something takes 2 seconds. Oh, come on, hurry up.
If you remember that sound, you're probably battling heartburn this morning.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.